Daf Yudalad Amad Aleph. Let us again go over the start from the Gemara Bamai Masrin. Bamai Masrin, Rabbi Yehuda Omar B'Shoifres, Rabbi Yehuda B'Reiv D'Rav Shmur Bar Shilas M'Shmei D'Rav Omar B'Aneinu. Let us see Rashi. B'Shoifres Hoyoisin Hasrois V'Loshin Hasro K'moy Truah. Ostam tuah people of another lacher by Mesechus Oisishana. Bahochi masriin b'shoifreis. Vaya masriin b'shoifreis. Kedursiv uskatem b'chatzoitreis. Tarashi bin the posuk uskatem b'chatzoitreis. The agavuche, l'chayre, this posuk is l'chayre not the right posuk to bring. This posuk uskatem b'chatzoitreis is So that's Rashi is brought. This pasuk says b'yom semchasram b'mayadeichem. So that doesn't come into an eisore. The makayer that there's a din tkiya be'eisore, we learn out from the previous pasuk. There the pasuk says alatzar hatzore reshem b'reyosem b'chatzaytzreitz. That's lachayre the pasuk that Rashi should have brought. Now, that's Samazay Ha'or, Lechere Rashi brought down this pasuk that's speaking about the Yemsim Chasrim of Umayadechem. Now, that, what the pasuk says, Chatzaytzreis, and here we're speaking about Shoifreis, she'd mentioned, the Ramban says that Be'etzim, the whole Indian of Chatzaytzreis, was only when Klal Yisrael was Beknufiyah, they went out the Melchomeh. Then there was an inyan of Chatzaytzreis, but if there was an inyan which was not Koilo, Klal Yisrael, then there's Atzar Atzayre Reshchem, the Ramban says that's B'Shoifres. That's not B'Chatzaytzreis. Al Kaponim, that's why they used Shoifres over here. Taikim B'Shoifres k'day sheyachniyu libom l'koil ha-shoifer v'yu nirtoim mechatoso. As it would seem that the purpose is that the Koil HaShoifer is Machniyah. Ayitoka Shoifer Vom Lo Yechrodu. Ayitoka Shoifer Biv Vom Lo Yechrodu brings a Charode. And when one is Namatzeb of Charode of Achno, then it's Viyu Nirtoim Mechatosam. Then that's fertile ground that one should start thinking about a virus. So that's what the purpose of the Shofar is that the keil is machnia. Vashesh broche shoyim esifim b'yom ha-taynis, or you taken al kol broche yivova acha shehin yutches hasroes, means l'chayre was tarat. Tarat, they brew tarat, so there was three keilas on each broche. Rav Yehuda Oma Masriyin Aneinu Bekeil Rom Hoyotzoyekim Aneinu Avinu Aneinu Aneinu Keil Rom Aneinu Aneinu Keil Yitzhak Aneinu Aneinu Keil Yaakiv Aneinu Akeil Kefisha Oimrim, the way we say B'Seif Aslichas. So Memele, that was that's the Taich Masriyim that they said Bekeil Rom Aneinu. That's the Taich Masriyim. Let's go again in the Gemara, we'll come back to this Rashi. Kasal kedai tachman d'oma b'aneinu le'oma b'shoifres. Ma'an d'oma b'shoifres le'oma b'aneinu. So there's a machloikis, the masriyan by the Zayin Yomim Achoynis, is it b'shoifres or is it b'aneinu? So the Gemara says, we learned in a baraisa b'sanya ein peichsin misheva tainiyas ala tzibo, that's the tainiyas achoynis, shebehem yutchos hasroes. There were 18 hasros, a similar dovo, yerichoi. And a similar dovo, what we do by the tiniest, that's what was done by yerichoi, the yerichoi, sheifreis have it. So we see klar in the beraise that the hasrois, which are done by the sheva, by the last seven tiniesim, are that which was done by yerichoi. And so we see the yerichoi sheifreis have it. So it's upkefrek the man the Omar that said that the hasro of the last seven tanaisim were b'aneinu. We see klo was b'shoifres. Let us finish Rashi. Aber Anenu, so Rashi explains that the Anenu, that Rav says, that was Masrin Anenu Bekel Rom, and this is Anenu Avinu, Anenu Lekei Avrom, Anenu. Aber Anenu, the Tvilas Tainis, Oimer Afilo Berishainis, Afilo Yochid Okimna, the Oimer Beshemea Tvila. We're not speaking about the Anenu that one says by every Tonis. That Anenu is no Shaykhis at all with the achrinis, the last tainism, this by every tainis, after the yochid says anein the b'shemei atvila. Utvila korilei hasro, the ibish, and he calls tvila hasro, the b'shoifre is merian mi boilei. So since it's a loshen masrin, that's a loshen of tvila. Uman de meforish aneinu shall tvila's tainis. Narashi says if someone says fakir, that aneinu, according to Rav, means aneinu tulus tainis mishtabish. Daktoni besomach shehen yutches asroes. The Beraisa says later there were 18. The Kaporich, the Gemara asks on Rav, min v'simin l'dov yirichay. Since the Beraisa says that the asroes are that which were also done by yirichay, some emailim, the sros were that which were done by Yerichai, so Zarai was b'shoifres. V'imise, if we're speaking about the aneinu that is said in Shemei Tfilim, l'ifrech, let the Gemara ask a different kasha, behedye yutches tfilois, shal shmoine esrei broches meike b'shevet ha'niyois, that how could you have 18 aneinus? How could you have 18 aneinus? There's only this seven tefillahs. Seems that according to Rashi said once aneinu by Minche. So the seven tefillahs. So how do you have 18 aneinus? It says yutches asros. So kolchoch, you have to say, we're not speaking about the aneinu that is said in Shemei Atfilah. Agav Ulche, the girs of the Rabbeinu Hananu, he brings down this beraisa. The Rebbeinu Hananu says, "Umesvinen alo derav, ein peichsin mizayin tainius ala tzibo, ubehem zayin hasrois." The girs of the Rebbeinu Hananu is zayin hasrois. So if they had this girs, so it's gewaldic. They said seven times aneinu. So that's so you can't ask any kasha from the number. It's, we had mentioned yesterday the Sfas Emes is ma'ira and. Good, so it's not the aneinu that is said by Shemei Tfila. But where do we have the Yud Ches Hasrois? According to Rashi's Pshat, where do you have the Yud Ches Hasrois? So if Tudi Hamer said a psagvaldik izach, in the aneinu that we say, first we say aneinu, we go through the whole Aleph base. That's the first half of the aneinu. So that's 22 aneinus. And then later, this aneinu, that aneinu lekei, aneinu avinu, aneinu, aneinu lekei avrom, aneinu, aneinu lekei yitzhak, aneinu, these are the last aneinus that we say by slichis, and there are nine aneinus. There are nine aneinus. So he said a gewaldike vold. So it says aneinu, alekei avrom, aneinu, so each one there's two aneinus. So altogether you have 18 aneinu, you have 18. So memela, that's pshat according to Rashi. There's 18 aneinus in this tefillah. Because they started at the end of the slichas, and at the end of the slichas, there's nine of these, which are double aneinus. So there's 18, so there's 18 hasroes. Two times nine. Ein poischen mizayin tainis bachroinis, shmeine esrei hasroes, so there are 18 hasroes, shehein, Maisif in Vav Brochis, how do you have 18 Asrois? Because they add on 6 Brochis. Miyut Ches Ad Chav Dalet, that means normally Shemen Esr is 18 Brochis, so now they hit this Chav Dalet Brochis, which is another 6 Brochis. Olochol Achas, Sholish Truis. So there's 3 Truis, so there's 18 Truis. Vesimile Dovo, Shloi Tite, Imatrua Zu, Trua Eitvile. So the Braise is telling us, if you want to remember what it is, Yerichai, the Chsiv Bo HaShoifres. Lishma achine similudova kloima. That simen here means a sibe. Lekach masriin. Why do we blow shofar? Kedei sheyanu kederich shenenu biyerichai ayidei shofaris. That Rabbi Nishlam should answer the tefillahs like they answered biyerichai ayidei shofaris. Tersiva yisku b'shofaris, tersiva tipo lachayma tachtel. So al koponim, we see klar, the Gemara held that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav is in the Zion Tainiyas Achoynes that they're masriyin. We see klar there can't be any machlekes because that the Mosad the Rav holds that it's aneinu, man da oma aneinu leyoma b'shofaris. Well, so there can't be. You see klar that it was shofaris. Elo. So the Gemara says as follows: B'shoifres tekula arma loy pligi, the kori lei hasra. So first we'll say the lashon what it says in our Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi seemed to have a different gilsa. Ela b'shoifres tekula arma loy pligi, the kori lei hasra. Everyone holds that shoifres is called hasra. Ki pligi. So that's poshit. So when it says masriin, it means shayfres. Keep ligi ba'aneinu. So when is there machloikis ba'aneinu? Mar sova kori lei hasro. Ba'aneinu chere is also called hasro. Or mar sova le kori lei hasro. And the other man, the Yama holds, so Rav holds that aneinu is also called hasro, le chere. That Nahasra is only called Shaifres, not Aneinu. So now the Gemara says, Laman da Omar ba Aneinu kosh came be Shaifres. That means the one that he says, you say Aneinu, you say Shaifres also. Laman da Omar be Shaifres avol ba Aneinu loy. But the one that says Shaifres, that's Rabbi Yehuda, so Aneinu not. So lechayre the rehitas loshen haGemara would be saying as follows that Rav holds it says masriin, so masriin means shoyfres and aneinu, they did both, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, they only did shoyfres. That would be the rehitas loshen of our Gemara. Now let us look in Rashi. Rashi did not learn like that. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Ela b'shoifres kula alme. So Rashi starts off already. The ho masri in the ktoni hochi b'masnisin, davdinim b'tainiyois, b'shoifres. So Rashi says that not b'shoifres kula alme le pligi, that the tainis of kshomim, everyone holds, that's b'shoifres. That's b'shoifres. Everyone holds that our Mishnah is speaking about masrin of shoifres. Keep ligi ba'aneinu, keep ligi b'masrin domrinon ba'alme al shar peronis. When there's a masrin and other peronis, not an kshomim. The masrinim of the Zion tanis achroinis that everyone holds that's b'shoifres. The Masriyan al-Shal Peronius, where it says Masriyan. Mar Sova Aneini Nami Hasro. Aneini was also called Hasro. Vahai Diktoni Ba'alme Masriyan Ba'aneinu. That means that someplace else, not by the tainis of Kshomim, when it says Masriyan, it means Aneinu. It doesn't mean Shaifres. It means Aneinu. Man the Yomar b'Shoifres Avol b'Aneinu loy. And the other man the Yomar says what says Masriim someplace else. It means Shoifres and not Aneinu. From the Hitas Loshen of Rashi, it means like this. That's how Rashi seemed to learn in the Gemara that the Taneisim of Kshomim there it says Masriim. No, it says enough in the Baraisa that Masriim is b'Shoifres. By other places, by other Peronis which says Masriim. Masa va'aneini nami hasro, va'haydik toni ba'alme ba'asrim is not also, is ba'aneinu, it means aneinu, not shayfres, it means aneinu, man yoma b'shayfres avo ba'aneinu loy. Now, so L'cheira Rashi wasn't Geiris L'mandi Yomam Baneinu Kosh Gein B'Sheifreis, because Rashi seems to be saying that in other places he holds that the Hasra is Dafke Baneinu, not B'Sheifreis. We'll see why Rashi had to say like this. So now, let's go a little further. Basanya, we learned that Baraisa Isho Kol Mini Peroni Samisraksha is Kegoy. Chichogov Zvuv Vitsiro Vitushim Vishiluach Nechoshim Vakrabim. Oyho, you Masriim. Hello, Tsoyakim. They weren't Masriam. They were only Tsoyak. So the Gemara asks Akash, Miditzoke Bepe Hasro B'Shoifreis. So the Gemara is now asking Akash and Rav. I see we're talking about other Peronies, so it says they weren't Masriyam. They were Tzoyek, Elo Tzoyakim. So now, according to Rashi, it's very good Akash. According to Rashi, that means in all other places he says Masriyin means Aneinu. So what is Pshat in the Baraisa? Lehoyu Masriyin Elo Tzayakim. They weren't Masriyin, they were Tzayik. So it seems that Tzayoka is not Hasro. So that's Akasha and Rav. That's Akasha and Rav. Now, if you learn that Rav held that Masriyin is Shoifreis and Shoifreis and Aneinu, if you learn like the Pashas of the Loshna Gemara that he said Masriyin means both, so then L'chayre, it's not Shver the Kashet. They can learn Pshat the Baraisa. Lehoi, that's the Rishash is tiny. That's the Rashi you want to learn, like Kipshutei Shal Gemara. So Gamli did they had the Lehoi Masriin. That's the Leima B'Shoifres Vaneinu. Elotzei Ken Levat. That means if he also holds that Masriin means Shoifres, that means both Masriin is a set of Shoifres and Aneinu. So what was the Shver from the Baraisa? Lehoyu Masriyim with both, Elo Tzayikin, there was only the Tzaok of Asro, and there wasn't the Shoifres of Asro. So it seemed from this Gemara that he held that Hasro means only Aneinu, so he is Iklo, not like him. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi. Besanya, we learned Al Eilu Masriyim B'Shabbos, Al Ir Shekifu Gayis Eino, Al Sfinah Mutorefes Beyom. So on this you're Masriyim B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi Yomer LeEzro Avoloi LeTzaoko. You're not Tzayik. You're only LeEzro. We'll see two pshatim what LeEzro means. Now, but let us understand what the Tanakhama says. B'Mai Ilaimo B'Shoifreis. If Masriyim means Shoifreis, Shoifreis B'Shabbos Mishori, Shoifreis Azicha Oso B'Shabbos. So it can't be Masriyin B'Shoifres. Ela lav ba'aneinu b'korilei hasro shma mino. Gavurche, we see from this Gemara, a double poshet, the Gemara held that one is not permitted to blow Shoifer on Shabbos. Achere, this would be a gewaldike raya to Teisvis. I don't know why Teisvis doesn't bring the raya, but Teisvis in Shabbos, taf gimlam adbeis in the Rosh Hashanah, says that what the Gemara says, that Shofar is a Chochmeh ve'ena Melochim, and the whole reason they answered Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah is Shema Yavirenu. So Taisus says that don't learn Pshat that it's Mutter Lachatchila to blow Shofar. Chochmeh ve'ena Melochim means there's no Isser D'Raisa. And Isser Shavuos, the Zicha is on Tkiyah Shofar. Now, the Isser Shavuos, that would have been Mekel Rosh Hashanah. But that's the only Asr Hashem Yavirenu. But Al Kaponim, so Taisvah says there's an Isser Shavuos to blow a Shofar.
So Memela, that's why here the Gemara knew for a double poshet that you can't blow shofar on Shabbos. Here, because here there's no chiv that's mutal on a yochid. You blow shofar, one person blows shofar, it's farty. But lochay the Gemara emzam for a double poshet, you can't blow shofar on Shabbos because it's a shvus, you know how to blow shofar on Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Chogov arbe ketagumay. Tziro oiketzes esa odom. It seems that could be, it's painful. Yitushim lichnosim be'eino v'bechoitmoy. Chichuch k'may nischachach be'koysel, speaking about a shchin. Otzoke be'pehi. Alme de tzokos peh lekori lei hasro. That it says loy masriin alatzoyekim. So you see, klo that tzok is bepeh and tzok is not called asro. It's the opposite of masriin. So Mor says tanoihi. Hay tane de shamin eperoni yisov etzokas peh lav shmo hasro. That's not called asro. Loy masriin alatzoyekim. Bidach sovel that tzok is a peh is also called hasro. Gaius, the tzorin aleo, they're surrounding the city. No, amispashet, the yoitze lochutz, lishte vesasode vesabatim, the shayla flots, amaturefes, kmai beim trufei, shayleches, vinodo, vasida litova bemayim. So, Rabbi Yossi says, you're not masriim, elo, leezra. What's leezra? Tzoikim, livnei odom, Sheyavoyu la'azrom. You call out, you scream to people for help. V'loy litzaoko tefillin. She'ein onu betuchim kol kach. She'toyu tefiloseinu litzoik aleim b'shabbos. I'm really gazach that since we're not batuach, that our tefillos would help, so therefore we're not permitted to be tzoik in Shabbos. Tzaka will only be permissible if we'd be assured that it will help. As long as we're not assured, so that it seems like this is ain't tzayikin b'shabbos. So if we'd be assured, so the mail it's not worse than anything else that's doiche shabbos. But since we're not batuach, so it's not permitted, so okay. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Alma tzakas pekori hasro mipi moiri. Well, kaponim, we see from this, it says masrim, the Tanakama holds masrim. Which means tzakas pe. Lishna chine, leezre, what's that leezro? That Rabbi Yossi says you could be, not, it's not masrim. Leezra voloi litzoko. The koma Tanakama masrim. He holds masrim de mashme bekeil ro. Omale Rabbi Yossi leEzra, she mispalalim kol echod bebeisoi leEzra ba'alme, but there can't be a knufiyet we mispalal b'keilro. What does Taisa say? Masrin leEzra perish yavoyu lazer here. Masrin bepe perish, haitru aslam masrin bepe, yavaitru, masrin bepe perish, vaitru aslam masrin bepe. This masriim zikhe has to be bepeh. Masriim bepeh perish vaitruah, that would say truah, it's loyim masriim bepeh, because it can't be a truah b'sheifa, because sheifa is also. Zot the Gemara weiter. B'shoni the Rabbi Yehuda Nisiye, have tzara. The words of Saperoni is, Gozar Tlas Esrei Tainiyas. So he was Gozar 13 Tainiyas. V'loi Iyani. And it didn't help. Sova Lemigzor Tvei. So he wanted to be Gozar Motaneis. Omale Rab Ami. So Rabbi Ami said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rei Omru Ein Matrichen As HaTzibor Yosem Mida. You can't be Matrich the Tzibor so much. 13 Tainiyas, that's it. More than that, you're not Gozar. Omar Rab Abba Bereda Rab Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Ami da Ovid Legami Hu da Ovid. This dictator that Rabbi Ami said, that means, because he doesn't want to fast, that's what Rashi says, when he says he can't fast. So Mamela, that's why he has a psanegiyas, he's saying a stikter that he shouldn't be guys or tiny, so he's saying a stikter, I'm a trichen as a tzibur. He's speaking about the tzibur, about a zin and a hotzichen zin. And the lohochi omar abchiyah barabba omar abyechenin. Abyechenin was God, the Rebbe of Rabami, the Rebbe kuzuk nitazoy. Rebbe gesagt, Loishonu Elo Lekshomim, the whole union of 13 Tainesim was only said by Kshomim, Avoleshar Mine Poronius, is Misanin Bohilchamatsianim in Hashemayim, other Poronius, there's no union of a number of 13. You continue to fast. That's what the Rebbe gesagt. And Tanya Nami Hochin is a Braisa also that says this. So then there's this fixed amount of Tanaisim. So the Gemara Laimatavit Yufta the Rabami. So we have enough in the Baraisa, not like Rabami, that by Shah Tani is, there's no Shir of 30. Amalocha Rabami Tanoihi, Samachlekes Tanoi. The Sanye, we learned in Abarai, saying, Goizrin Yaiser, Mishloish Esre Tanis Alatsibu, Lufi Shematrichen Esatsibu Yaiser Midai Divre Rebbe. Oh, Rebbe says, Klo, what I said, that you never Goizer more than 13 Tanaisim, because you're not Matrich Esatsibu Yaiser Midai. That is not the reason. Exactly what this means we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos. But Abshim Gamliel says, no, the only Indian of, you're not Geizer more than 13 by Tainus Kshomim. Because Neshe Yotza Zmano Shel Revia. But by all other Tanaisim, there's no Indian of 13. You can fast more than 13. So you have a machlokes, Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, if by other Poronius, if one should be going to more than 13 Tanesim. So Rabbi Ami Paskin like Rabbi, and the others must come with Baraisen, Rabbi Yochanan is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That by other Poronius, one fasts more than 13 Tanesim. Gozar tleiser tanisik in the marine bemasnissen, shalish rishaynes, vishalish emtoyes, visheva achaynes, loshar peronius ovid lohu, voloy lekshamim. This wasn't a union of kshamim. Legarme, laatzmei dorash, shaloy omar, that what he says, ematrich nasatziba, elofi, shahu loyoya reitzelis hanis. He didn't manifest, he set up such dictaire that I'm a trichness at Sibo. Why shanu, then goizren yaisam shalish esreim. Shamulis anish, shalish rishainish, vishalishim tzois, visheva chayni, eva chaynis. Yeah, so that's only by kshamit. Loi min Hashem hu ze, she ein ze hatam. Not the reason. So now, this is Rav Shimon Gamliel that's chelek on Rebbe. Rebbe had said, the reason we don't fast more than 13 Tanesim is because I'm a trichen as a tzibo yaisem midai. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said, loi min Hashem hu ze, she ein ze hatam. You don't stop Tanaisim because it's a tirche. No, it's a different reason. Shemiktsosin oye bekislev kidiktoni masnisen. Now, what Rashi is saying over here is and very difficult to understand what Rashi is saying. The Menachem Eishiv Nefesh wants to make two greisen to understand what Rashi is saying. So he's goyles as follows. The Lesoif is a greis, and the Miktsosan is a greis. And now, so Rashi should say as follows. Sherei Soif, the Soif belongs in the beginning. Sherei Soif Macheshvin Ova Al Kula. When Macheshvin ended, we passed by all the Revius already. And Vahatayni Yois, Trilosan Hoyo Bekislev, Kedektoni Masnis. Now, Poshet, what Rashi is saying, that we had before, when the Revi of Yoyre starts in Macheshvin, there's Tvizmanim for it. So Rashi is saying that the Tanesim start after the Revi had ended. It means after the Zman HaRevi had passed by completely, then we first start the Tanesim. So that is why you only make 13 Tanesim. Now, the sense of logic on this, we also have to understand. Let us see the Rabbeinu Gershom. So the Menachem Eishiv Nefesh Sechen to the Rabbeinu Gershom. Let us start on the bottom line of the first column. Sheima Trichen Asatzibu Yoisimidai Divre Rebbe. Afilu Bishamini Pirotis. That's what Rebbe says, V'rabami, the Omar Kerebbe. That's fine. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Loimin Hashem Huse, Kloima, Lav Lohochihu, that's not the reason, the Bisharmini Pironius, Ematrichin Yoisim Yud Gimel, that's not true, Lav Hochihu, that's not true, Elo, Likshomim, Emes Anim, Yoisel, Me Yud Gimel. Why not? So now, he makes a whole Megillah. He says like this. Kva yotzo zmano shel reviya. The zman of the reviya passed by already, which is Cheshvin. The Bereish Chodesh Kislev have a biyoim rishain. V'gozi, so he says like this. Kva yotzo zmano shel reviya. Before Kislev is ended already, the zman reviya. The third, I mean, there was a Bechira and a Fela. So, Mamel, this Mano Shel Revi'a ended by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The Rosh Chodesh Kislev have a B'yom Rishon. He says, the earliest, if Rosh Chodesh Kislev was on, Rosh Chodesh, you don't fast, it's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Kislev have a B'yom Rishon. The Gozru Tainis, so the Sholish Tainis Rishonis were B'shaini, B'chmishi, B'shaini. Dainu Tesvav Yoim B'Kislev. So the Tainis Rishonis ended 15 days in Kislev. Umaschil HaShniyais B'Sheini V'Chemishi V'Sheini Havik V'Yotze Kol Kislev. So it ended Kislev already by the second Tainis. V'Achshav B'Rosh Chodesh Teves Maschilen HaZayin Tainis V'Chemishi V'Sheini B'Chol Shavua. Reyotzu bevov tainis gimel shvuis. And so with 3 weeks, with six tainesim, will pass by 3 weeks already. The geizren b'shviye b'yayim sheni b'shavua revi, in the fourth week will be geir, reyotzu kol teivis, v'yud gimel tainis. Vim hoye geizren, some email is like this. He says that we're up to Shvat already. That means when they finished the 13 Tanesim, they finished Tevis also, the up to Shvat. If they'd be Goizel now more tiny, so after the 13, Lohoyu Yecholim Ligzer B'Tevis, the Ein Goizel B'Tchil, Ela B'Yom Sheni. B'sheini the Tevis Kvarov, lo'im ligzer b'yem sheini shebishvat. Kvarov a mitzvah shvat. Yeah, so Mameli says it would have to start in Shvat already. B'reish chodesh kvar yotzer zman revi'e, kvayotso roiv gishmei shone. Tolochi habi omo beshvatre sheshone lilon kvayotso roiv gishmei shone. So the Rabbeinu Gershon seems to say that Rabbeinu Gershon seems to say the second half, which is understandable, it means that if you're going to start making Tainesim, you start making Tainesim after the Gimel, after the Yud Gimel Tainesim, you'll be going into Shvat, in Kvar Yotzu Roiv Gishmei Shone, that means Roiv Gishmei Shone, which are needed for the crops, should have been rained, should have been by Shvat already, and you didn't have these Kshomim, so, like it seems there's no Indian now to be matriach on the tzibul that they should be mispalo for kshomim. It seems that the hefsed already was so great. I mean, if Reiv Gishmei Shana did not come yet, so it's now is not the time to be mispalo for them, even though we see Yechidim are misana later. But it seems for the tzibul to be matriach the tzibul to make a rain after this man of Reiv Gishmei Shana passed, that's not a psa. That's not a practical inyan. So that is the yesod, what the Rabbeinu Gershom seems to say. But there's a problem over here. I mean, the Gemara says, what he ends off by saying is very clear, that past Reiv Gishmei Shone. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, it's a different vote. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Leimen Hashemu, Avnei Sheyotzo Zmano Shal Reviyah. Zman shel revia means that Macheshvim passed. So, I don't know how this fits in. B'reshchech kvayotza zman revia, kvayotza roiv gishmei shonef. Steik is l'chere roiv gishmei shonef. Taisus also says the same thing. Shiyotza zman shel revia, the zman revia, the yere have be Macheshvim, b'yotza Macheshvim. So this is very unclear, Ladavoini. I mean, all the time they started fasting after Macheshvin passed by. So Lucheira, that's, Lucheira, the Ikevot is we don't fast in Shvat. That's the Ikevot. It's very unclear how they learned Pshat in, Yotzo, that Elimanish Yotzo's Mana Shel Revia. It's very unclear exactly what this means. Al Koponim, this is, so we have your Machloikis, if by other Peronius, if there's an Indian of 13 Tanesim, that's what Rebbe holds, and Metrichnas and Tzibiyasim, this is only an Indian by Tainus Kshomim, because of the Sforne Sheyotza Zmano Shal Revi. Sholchu Lei B'nei Ninve Le Rebbe. The Bnei Ninveh sent to Rebbe a shayla, ki goin anan dafilu betkufas Tammuz beinon mitro. We need rain in Tammuz. Heichi navet. So they asked the shayla, so we have to be mispalel for moto. So where should we say the same tala moto? Ki yechidan daminon. So should we say it in Shmakeleinu? We yichidim, we're not a land, we're a city, so we need motto, so we stick in this bakosha in Shema Keleinu. Oy kerabim dominum, since we're a city, so we need rain, so we'll put it in Baruch Aleinu, in the tefillah Baruch Aleinu, we'll say the same talmud motto. Ki yichidim dominum, ubi shemei tefillah, oy kerabim dominum, ubi birchas hashanah. Sholach lohu ki yechidim demisu, you like yechidim, ubeshaymei atfila. So memela, you should not be mispalo in Baruch Aleinu, shemi mispalo in shemei atfila. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, we skipped over, Vikla Mishma mid Rab Shimon, the Beshamini Peronius, the whole shata haba zimnayu le miftalei, afilo tfei gazrinin. Dafke, here it is no Indian, because it's after this man of Revi. Revi domi matrichen stoma akula koma, vano domi kerabi. Rabbi says, an all paneisim ematrichim, and that's machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. B'shemeya tfile omrinon l'sheiles motor, ki yochid ha-sheil tzrochov b'shemeya tfile. Tohod omrinon sheilo bebilchas ha-shonim afilo b'yochid. Ay, a yochid also says v'sein talamoto, b'shem dezman tziboru, because then we say, in the winter we say, v'sein talamoto, because that's as man that the tzibur says v'sein talamoto. Abo b'milsa achite. But if we're speaking about something which the tzibur does not need motto now, ta'ave le'yochid, it's only le'yochid, v'loy le'tzibur ke'ochem, the betkuf as tamos loves man she'le tzibur. So now this is only a personal bakoshim. It's then b'shemei tfilo demitkelei. So then you masker it in shemei tfilo, v'loy be'birchas ha'shonim. Kimrinim b'meseches avaydezor b'brochis, im hoye loy choyle b'soich b'isoy, maskelo lo b'birchas ha'choyle. So you masker the choyle rufaynu. Ule b'soif, in the end of the sugi, makminin v'hilchese b'shemei ha'tfilo, kach shemat. So Rashi says, pshat in our Gemara, that the tzadat ha'yachidim, why did I say it in shemei ha'tfilo? Because Rashi brings a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that if a person has a personal bakosha, so Rashi brings a Psashakla Vitalia in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. First, the Gemara wanted to say a personal bakosha, you can add it to the broche which speaks about this inyan. Im hoyo loy choyle b'seich beis a maskal over birchas ha-choyle. Well, the b'soif, what the maskonis a Gemara is, you don't add the broche in the brocha maforetes, you don't add this bakosh in the brocha maforetes, you add this bakosh in shmakeleinu. That's the maskonis ha-gemore. So in Mele, if it has a din of a personal bakosh, therefore you say it in shmakeleinu. That is what Rashi is saying. Now, the achroinim ask on Rashi, there's no such gemore. The gemore says, punfakert. The gemore says that you don't say it in shmakeleinu, you say in refainu. Paket, you say it in Birchas HaChoylem. So why didn't you say it in Boruch Aleinu? So the Gvura Sari says, I mean, Vulei Divrei Rashi, he doesn't understand Rashi. He would say Pshat and he brings from the Rishonim. The Rishonim say a different Pshat, that the reason you don't say it in Boruch Aleinu, because Boruch Aleinu, since it's a Zman, that for Reiv HaTzibur, it is a Klole, so therefore, we can't add it to the bracha of Boruch Aleinu. That means, if we are a tzibur b'fnei atzmon, so this tzibur says Boruch Aleinu. The minute we're not saying it out tefillas tzibur, and for the tzibur alone, it is not a zman for kshamim, it is not a zman toy for kshamim, so therefore, they can't put it into Boruch Aleinu. Agav urche, there's a moirdike tshuvis harosh. The Rosh was a Maise Shahoya, that where the Rosh was Pesach time, was the night of Leil Pesach, and there was, where the Rosh was, there was a Zman Atziras Kshamim, and the next day, Yontif, by Shachris, the racist about Tfila, was going to say Tal. And the Rosh held that Chas V'Shalmi should say Tal. They need Kshamim. The Kert held you should be Mespalo for Kshamim. And there's a whole Maise. The Rosh held that all the Zmanim that we have, he says, we see the different Zmanim in Bovel. They said the same Talamoto 60 days after the Tkufa, because Bovel didn't need rain before that. And then it's Yisrael. They said it earlier, the same Talamoto Zayim Achashim, because now it's all they needed. So the Nusach Atfile is not, it is dependent on the Mokim. That's what the Rosh held. So Mamela, the Rosh held La Aloche, that they should continue saying the same Talamoto. There was a whole Maise, and Taki, he said that they shouldn't say Tal, they should be Mispalo for Geshem, and there was a tumult already in the Shtot, and he wrote this Tshuv in Chalamoid, and he said, usually he doesn't write in Chalamoid, but he felt it very necessary. But the Rosh Teich HaDvorim explains our Gemara. The Rosh says that our Gemara was speaking about a city. Nineveh was a city. So a city is the zicher, there's a din of Yechidim, that's what the Gemara paskin. A city is a din of Yechidim, and Yechidim say it in Shema Kelayna. That is a din of a city. But he says, but Tzolfas or Ashkenaz, he says, these are lands. These are not cities. These are, he says, that's what he held lahaloche. He held lahaloche that if there's an tzoyrech for mota, one lechatchila should say the same talamota. That's the shitas harosh. Halacha, we don't paskin like the Rosh, but with the Yevid, if a person said b'sein talamota, there's a need of kshamim after Pesach, he doesn't have to daven over again till Shavuos. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. B'chayish for the Shitus HaRosh, that he shouldn't have to daven over again if there's a need of kshamim. Al Koponim, this was the Shaila that was asked, they asked Rabbi the Shaila, and Rabbi said, "Shalch lohu ki yechidim demisu." That you like yechidim. B'shemei atfilah. Meisvei sedeg mois takash from a baraisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, "Hey Mosai, bizman shashonim kitikunam biYisrael shruyim alad mosam." That the Shonim is Kitikunam, Yisrael Shrim Alad Moson, Klal Yisrael's in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the seasons which are prevalent in Eretz Yisrael. So then we have these manim. When you say the Saint Talamota, when you don't say the Saint Talamota, Avol Bizman Azem, Hakel Lefia Shonim, Hakel Lefia Mekoimes, Hakel lefiyazman. So Taisvis learned pshat in this Gemara. Taisvis learned that this Gemara is speaking, this Beraisa is speaking about the same Talamoto. The Beraisa says explicitly not what Rabbi had said, that dismanim, that the zmanim of Amiris the same Talamoto is Shashanim Kitikunim, Yisroshumad Mosom. So then we know the seasons when motor is needed, when motor is not needed. But in other places, Akelafia Makaimis, Akelafia Shonim. So it's flexible. You can say the same Talamotor in different manner. So Memele, so this Beraisa doesn't speak about a rotz, it's Makaimis. So Makaimis, so Ninve is also a Mokim. And Akel of Yemakaymis, so they need. Taisus learns pshat in this Beraisa, that the Beraisa is telling us that these manim of the same Talamoto, which we know are only Negeya, Bismanshi is so slim out of Mosom, and we have the sea, there it's just all the seasons. But when Klaisol gefinzich and andere mekaymis hakelofia shonim hakelofia mekaymis hakelofia zman. So memele, so we see klon the baraisa not the way Rebbe had passed into the Bnei Minvei. Om alei masnise romis alei de Rebbe, yesken gakashe from the baraisa and Rebbe. Rebbe tano hu apolik, Rebbe holds it asoi. Rebbe holds that if Reva Oilam Hastis does not need kshamim, and there's a mokim that needs kshamim, so they mispalo b'shema kaleinu. Not, and they don't say b'sein talamotor b'ichas ashonim. May havi alo, Rav Nachman Oma b'b'ichas ashonim, Rav Sheshis Oma b'shemei atfile, b'hilchese b'shemei atfile. Alalocha we paskin, you say in a nir that needs kshomim, so they say it b'shemei atfila. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisvis. Sholach lehu ki yechidim damisu. He told them, you like yechidim. Perish b'shemei atfila, toimru tfila, so the bach is gairis. Tfilas motto. You should say in shemei atfila, tfilas motto. והוא דיוחד אימא וסיינת על המוטו בביחס השונים, אף על גב שמספר לו בעצמו, היה יוחד צז וסיינת על המוטו בנדמס ביחיד, היו לו זמן ציבור הוא, because the ציבור also then needs מוטו, אבל בני נינווה הביחידים, אפילו בתקופה סתם מסריכן למטרה, so ממילא, so there, you like יחידים, and you should say, in Shema Kelenu. So the Gemara asks from a Baraisa, Hakel lefi ha-shonim, im tzrichim oiso shone kshomim, shehi shchune. That means if it's a very hot year, so then it's also different zmanim from the Saint Alamoto. Im tzrichim kshomim kibnei ninvei, shoylem the Saint Alamoto bebirchas ha-shonim. So Taisvus learned klo that this Baraisa says exactly the opposite of what Rebbe Paskin. Rebbe Paskin that you say in Shema Keleinu, and the Baraisa says Hakalufi Amokim that if that Mokim needs Kshomim, you say in Shema Keleinu, you say in the same Talamota. That is how Taisvus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi learns that this Baraisa is not speaking about Vesein Talamoto. This Baraisa is speaking about Tainius. Aim a Sai who say the Tainius. When is there a say the Tainius? Bisman Shashonim Kitikunam. Shayekotzer Benissen. Zriye Bemacheshvin. Ein Seder HaShonim Mishtane, it's always like this, so then this Tainesim. Yisroel Shrim Alad Mosum Shminiger Tisroel Bekach. Hakel of HaShonim, Im Tzricha Yisro Shona Lamoto, Kegoyin Shona Shchune, Shatzricha Lukshamim Harbe. Lefi HaMekaymais, Kegoyin Ninve, Datfile Betkufestan, Datfilo Betkufestanimus, Boi Mitre. Others want to be meichik to loy galsine, lefi azman, shlo yodu adayin kshomim. So, over here, the glossary asks on Rashi, so Rashi learned that this baraisa is not speaking about b'sein talamoto, this baraisa is speaking about tanesim, that this mani tanesim that we know about is speaking about Eretz Yisrael. In different mekaymes, there's different zman tanesim. It's like the Gemara Sari, as he doesn't understand what's the Gemara's kasha. It's a ton of bechitim, why do I beseir him? He just said, you don't say v'sein talamoto, because a yochid says b'shmei ne'esrei, b'shmei ha'tfila, that's what a yochid says. So you're asking that yechidim fast. Good, fast they can fast, but they confessed about who says you say the same talamoto? What does one thing give a shaykhis with another? So others want to say, I think the Kerneira wants to say that if you could be keveya tainis, you keveya a broche of tainis bifnayas, you make a negen a broche, it means with the keveya tainis, so the shatz will say it's kevei broche b'fnei atzmoi ben goyil roife. So you say, so it has a teiras tzibur to be kevei broche. So the Gemara was medame. So the broche of tainis should not be better than the hoisof and the broche of boruch aleinu. That means if the tzeirich hakshomim is enough of a reason to be keveya broche b'fnei atzmoi, so that tzorech should also be enough of a reason to be moisif in birchas hashanah b'sein talamota. That's what the Kelmeira wants to say pshat. So kaponim, but the grocery asks on Rashi that the psalchere, the two different inyonim, what is the Gemara's kasha? Now, yeah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. We hear in the Mishnah that by the Tainus Achronius, the Neilinus Achronius, the Sheini, sorry, but the Tanis Achoini is Neilnes Achanois. Now we have the Mishnah B'Sheini Motin Im Chasheicho B'Chemishe Motorim Im Neikvoida Shabbos. Let us see what our Rashi says. B'Sheini Motin Im Chasheicho V'Loi Noyalim V'Loi Poischin Hoyul V'Lav L'Kovit Shabbosu. They're partially open. That's Rashi says l'fi emes pshat in the Mishnah. But let us first see then the Gemara Shaila, and then I understand there's a go on Rashi. B'sheini motin im chasheicho b'chamishi kol hayoyim imnei kvoida Shabbos. Iboy yelohu. So the Gemara clears a Shaila. What is pshat in the Mishnah? Heichi k'toni bebeis motin im chasheicho. That means b'sheini im chasheicho. They open up the door slightly. Ubehei kol hayoyim mipnei kvoid haShabbos, and Thursday it's motin the whole day. Monday it's motin im chasheicho, and Thursday it's motin the whole day. Oidilma b'sheini motin im chasheicho, b'chamishi poischin kol hayoyim kulay. So is chamishi, it says klol the whole day, but what is it? Is it poischen or motin? Toshma desanye, we learned in a baraisa, b'sheini motin at ha'erev, b'chamishi poischen kol hayoyim kuloi mipnei kvoid ha'shabbos. Let us again see Rashi. B'sheini motin im chasheicho, v'loi noyalim v'loi poischen, hoyil v'lav. Now let's look underneath all the Rashi's, there's a girs over here. Hoyul v'lav l'kovet Shabbosu. Since the purpose is not l'kovet Shabbos, loymotin kol ayoyim. So it's not open kol ayoyim. Sheyiru bnei adam v'yitztaru. Adarabe. So let them have tzar. The stores are closed. Ella la'is erev. La'is erev. Well, let's just skip to the next Rashi. Ella la'is erev. Poischem mitzosim. De'shila malechel balayl. So I mean, so it's ne'ulim a whole day. And la'is erev, they open it up. Oidilma poischem kolayim by Thursday. Vochi mashme masnisen. B'sheini motin, and it's leis erev. Ubehei, oye pasuach kedar kekol yom legam, b'nei kovet Shabbos. So what is the diik? So we said the diik is that, we have from the Baraisa, the true diik is that behei is poischem. Zok the Gemara weiter, hoyu loy shnei psochim. What if it had two psochim? Peseach echod v'noyel echod. So Rashi on the Rif learns pshat as follows, that there was a double door. So when you entered, there was two doors, one next to the other. So Rashi learns on the Rif, in the din of motin, pshat is, we say that the door is partially opened. What if there are two doors? So then we could be yaitze motin with one door open and one door shut. That is what, that's what we're speaking about b'sheini. We're speaking about the din motin, that hoyu loy shnei psochim, so then you could peseach echod v'noyel echod, and you yoytze the motin with that on Monday. Hoyu loy itztebe, what if he had in front, the door did not open up directly to the Rishus Haram? No, the Rashi says there was a kisei in front of the door. There was an obstacle in front of the door. So Rashi learns pshat, and this is also speaking about b'sheini, that the din of erev, motin, b'fnei erev, so there are three ways, so if there's an itztebe, so you can open up the door completely, and that also is a din of motin. This is equivalent to motin. Rashi says over here, it's the bekise, the hashte einachnus psucho l'rshus haram, because there's a psanitz the be, ואם הוא פסוח, אין נראה כל כך, it seems there's two cases. One case that it's to be makes it a takana פסוח. Although it is פסוח, but it's to be makes a kaponim, it's not nearer that it's פסוח. And then it's פסח כדרכוי אפילו בשנית. Even though בשנית is a din motim, but the din, the מציאס of it's to be makes it equivalent to motim. זוגת גמרא ויתר, עברו אלו ולא איננו ממתן במסה מתן ובבניין ובנטייה. תונה בבניין, בניין של שמחה, not some say בניין is also, בניין של שמחה is also, נטייה, נטייה של שמחה. איזהו בניין של שמחה, זה הבוינה בייס חסנוס לבנוי. איזהו נטייה של שמחה, זה נטייה הברנקי של מלוכה. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tone binyan, binyan shal simcha, natiya natiya shal simcha. Binyan diktoni masnisen, loy binyan hatzorich loy. Ala binyan hatzorich le simcha, de bedovo simcha mamatinen. The masamata mamatinen is shal simcha. Beis chasnos, lasoy schuposoy. Avarniki, של מלוכים שכך היו נויגים שנוילד בן למלך היו נויטין אילון לשמוי ויואים שממליכי נויסי אויסן לאי כיסי ממנו the throne was made from this אילון so ממילא so there was it seems a big simche בשעס לידס הבן that we're planting now the throne the tree which will eventually be the throne of the new king so ממילא that's also לישנה חינה אילן גודל המסך על האורץ לפייל המלך תחתו it was a tree that spread shade ודאים לבאיר מנהו עברני כדאבו לרש גלוסה בבוסטני in his powders של מלוכים דרך מלוכים נויתן אויסן לצל ונויתן כמויקן לצל according to the second shot it doesn't have to do with מלוכים it's not the Malachim have can afford such ilonis so who nighty kamay kain letzel he netiye shel simch that's called a netiye shel simch ubishay leshalim tana rabbanon chaverim tamid chachamim ein shay leshalim beinei המאורץ ששויילין מחזירן להם בסוף הרופא, לסוף הרופא ובקויבד ראש. If המאורץ does not realize that שאלה שולם is also, he asks, gives you שולם, so you answer בסוף הרופא ובקויבד ראש. והן מסעטבין ויושבין כאבילים וכמנודים, כבני אודם הנזופים למוקים עד שירחמו עליהם מן השמיים, So Mamela by the Zion Tiny Sachinis they had a Tifas Avelim and the Yoshvim Kavelim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Shashol Besholim, Almatrochem Marzaloi Mishum Eva, he answered him should make a sine, Ubisofarofe. Oval Umenude Chayovim Batife Dersiv Al Sofam Yate Bemoyet Kot. Now this is a shrekliche Rashi. So Rabbi Kevege asks on Rashi Gilyan Hashas. His Rashi says that they have a tifus aveilim, like the Braisa says they have a tifus they have a tifus aveilim like an oval in a menuda. And Rashi says, how do you know this? Receive al asofam yat. So Rabbi Kevege tamuli. Ha-hach-kro b'mitzoyre-ksiv. Al-sofam yata, which is speaking about a tife, that's speaking about a mitzoyre. Va-ovul nafkelon b'moyit kot mid-azali cheskoloi sate, ayin-shom ha-acher tzorich she-ito, acher tzorich ito. So memele, that what an ovul needs ito, we learn now from a posik in Yecheskel. U-b'minude, lo-y-maisi kro klal, b'chlal tez adinito. For who he boy the leifshitisham betzorich iyan godol. So Rabbi Kevege buys a meirdik etzorchin on Rashi. That Rashi says that their chayif. Rashi means the pasuk of metzoreh. And lechayre, the we're speaking, we're not speaking about a mitzvah, we're speaking about an oval. And a menuda, lechayre is a bissel modne. The gemara is mesupik if a menuda needs ituf. And here lechayre says vaymis atzving v'yoshim kaveilam ech menuda. So lechayre the b'raisa would seem that a menuda does need ituf. But al kaponim the posuk of Rashi is zichesh.